This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another how-to video. In this video, we're going to discuss everything you need to know about fasting in Ramadan, ensuring that your fast is valid and that you maximize the rewards of this blessed act of worship. Fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam, and it is a unique form of worship where we refrain from certain things from dawn, fajr, until sunset, maghrib. The Arabic term for fasting is sawm. Sawm means to abstain or to refrain, not just from food and drink, but also from desires and bad habits. Fasting helps us to build taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, discipline, and of course, gratitude. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Islam is built upon five. The testimony that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger, to establish the salah, to give zakat, to fast in the month of Ramadan, and to perform hajj. Fasting begins on the first day of Ramadan. You know it's the first day of Ramadan by one of two things. Number one, the sighting of the crescent moon, or number two, the completion of 30 days of the month of Sha'ban, which is the month before Ramadan. It's important that we are aware of any announcements that are being made regarding the start of Ramadan. This could be from your local masjid or Islamic platforms online. However, ensure you are fasting with your local community. The Prophet ﷺ said, fast the day the people are fasting. So who is obligated to fast? Every healthy, non-traveling, adult Muslim has to fast. And if they're female, you have to also include that they're not experiencing their monthly cycle. So from this we understand who is exempt. Number one, travelers. Travelers are exempt from fasting. Of course, it's optional for them. And what they do is they make it up later. Similarly with the menstruating or postnatal woman. If the woman is bleeding, they must break their fast and make it up later. Number three, the sick individual. Those with temporary sickness such as a headache or a fever can break their fast and make it up later. However, those with long-term illnesses and cannot fast, for them, they pay the fidya. For example, if they have some forms of cancer or diabetes. Number four is the pregnant and breastfeeding woman. If fasting is difficult or harmful to the mother or the mother-to-be, then they should make the days up later. However, if the reason they're breaking their fast is worry for the child that's being breastfed or the fetus, then they make up the missed days, but they also pay the fidya. Number five is the elderly individual. If fasting is too difficult for them, they also pay the fidya. Before beginning a fast, you must have the intention in your heart, the niyyah. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are judged by intention. The intention must be made before Fajr each night of Ramadan. Now you don't have to verbally state the intention. Simply deciding in your heart that you're going to fast the next day is enough. For example, if someone wakes up in the morning without having intended to fast the previous night, they cannot simply decide to fast during the day. It must be intended the night before. It is recommended for you to have your suhoor. Suhoor is the meal that you have before dawn to begin your fast. This is highly encouraged. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, eat suhoor, for there is barakah and blessings in it. So you've made your intention and you had your suhoor. Now the sun has risen and your fast has begun. You're obligated to abstain from anything that could potentially nullify or invalidate your fast, such as, number one, eating or drinking intentionally. If you deliberately eat or drink while fasting, your fast is broken. This applies not only to food and drink, but also to substances that provide nourishment or are absorbed into the body, such as cigarettes, vapes, and even IV fluids. If you eat or drink by accident, the Prophet ﷺ said, if someone forgets and eats or drinks, let him continue his fast, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fed him. The second thing you abstain from is fulfilling intimate desires. Any activity that results in the release of reproductive fluids invalidates your fast. This includes marital relations as well as masturbation. If a person has marital relations while fasting, then this carries a severe penalty, what's called the kafara. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if this happens, the person must do one of the following. Number one, free a slave, something that's not applicable today. Number two, fast for two consecutive months. And number three, if you're unable to do that, feed 60 poor people. it is a huge sin for you to violate the sanctity of Ramadan by being intimate with your spouse. Number three, vomiting intentionally. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever vomits deliberately must make it up. Number four, menstruation, hayd, or postnatal bleeding, nifas. Women who begin their menstrual cycle or postnatal bleeding in Ramadan must break their fast and make it up later. You're also recommended to make an extra effort and abstain from idle talk, wasting time, sleeping all day, neglecting worship, and falling into sin. Although these actions do not break your fast, they can significantly reduce the reward you obtain from your fast. Now that we've covered what you should stay away from, these are the things you should focus on. Increasing your general worship, making lots of dua, being more charitable, as the Prophet ﷺ would give more in the month of Ramadan than any other month. Now that the sun is about to set and your fast is about to end, this time is crucial. Ensure you spend these moments in supplication, as the fasted person's dua is not rejected, especially as they near the end of their fast. The end of the fast takes place at sunset. This is announced with the Maghrib Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The moment you hear it, you should break your fast immediately. If you are not near a masjid, then simply check your salah timetable or find the time of sunset and break your fast. It is highly encouraged that you hasten your iftar. The Prophet ﷺ said, the people will remain upon goodness as long as they hasten to break their fast. Ensure that you break your fast with dates and or water, as this is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Afterwards, you can have any meal of your choosing. Remember to follow the sunnah and avoid overeating, as this can affect your ability to focus in your salah. Once you're satiated, say the following dua: ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, which means the thirst has gone, the veins are moistened, and the reward is confirmed if Allah wills. And with this, you now know how to fast. Remember, fasting is not just about avoiding food and drink. It is about purifying the soul, building taqwa, and increasing good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasts and allow us to benefit from this blessed month.
If you found this video helpful, please make sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. For more videos like this, check out our full how-to playlist in the description below. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.